Center. Para español, marque el número uno. For tire, wheel, or key replacement claims, press 1. For dent repair or windshield claims, press 2. For gap, etch, or theft protection claims, press 3. For medical expense or accidental death claims, press 4.
For accidental fire and casualty or home state county mutual automobile claims, press 5.
For all other claims, including towing reimbursement, rental reimbursement, or for customer service, press 6.
Are you aware that you may check the status of your claim, upload documents and file new claims, plus much more via our online portal to save you time? Please ask a representative for further details.
Please be advised that all calls are recorded for quality assurance purposes.
Thank you for calling our claims department. My name is Pat. How can I help you today?
Hi, Pat. I was trying to get directed for like the rental reimbursement line.
Okay. I'll be happy to assist you with that today. Whom do I have the pleasure of speaking with?
My name is Deja McComb.
Okay. And Deja, what would be the address listed on the policy, please?
3711 Washington Boulevard, University Heights, Ohio. 44118.
Okay. That address is not coming up. Would there be a different address?
Oh. Well, my name is not, I have acceptance insurance, and they said that I have towing reimbursements with you guys. You told me to call to see if I can get the rental reimbursement, but I don't have like my name or nothing on file with you guys.
Okay, so you don't have coverage with Nation Safe Drivers? We're a third-party company?
Yes. Like, it's through acceptance, if that makes sense.
Right. So is this a new policy coverage that you recently just purchased through acceptance insurance?
Yes.
How new?
Well, I've been had the policy. It's just I had gotten into a car accident.
Okay, that address again is 3711. Spell the street name.
Mm-hmm. Washington Boulevard, University Heights, Ohio, 44118.
That's not coming up for me. Spell the first name on the policy, please.
D-A-I-J-A-H.
And the last name?
M-C-C-O-M-B-S.
C-S?
B-S.
B-S as in boy?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Not coming up at all.
Okay. I could try my old address because I recently moved. But
yeah, but that name, is there another name that you may have used?
Oh, no. No, it would have been my name, I believe.
Well, this has to be like a new coverage. It has to be. Did you just add something to your roadside plan?
No, I didn't even know I had it until I filed a claim with acceptance, and then she gave me the number, and she said that I can get my car towed and to check and see about the rental reimbursement.
Okay.
So I'm not sure.
Washington, let me see. Washington, Ohio, correct? Let me see here.
Yeah. Sometimes, I don't know, do the city matter? If it's wrong, to the city.
What city are you in?
It's University Heights, as in sometimes it pop up as Cleveland, Ohio.
I'm not showing anything popping up here at all.
Okay. Should I try my old address?
I could definitely go ahead and look it up by the old address. Absolutely.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay, it's 18506 Chagrin Boulevard in Shaker Heights, Ohio, 44122.
No.
No.
Nothing. Okay. Yeah. Nothing's coming up under that either. Would there be like a membership number or contract number?
I have a policy number.
Go ahead with that policy number.
Mm-hmm. Okay. 1 second. Okay. It's N as in Nick, S as in Sam, O as in octopus, H as in horse, 94, 34, 3.
Yeah, that's not coming up for me either.
Okay, so what could I do? No.
You might want to contact the agent back. The insurance company, because they're the one that advised you to contact us. There would have to be some type of coverage that you may have received, you know, of our coverage. Okay, what I can do is open up a temporary claim for you and advise you to submit in a copy of the contract.
Okay.
Would you want me to go ahead and do that?
Yeah, I could do that and then I'll still call to if that's okay.
Okay. Okay, what this is a reimbursement. That means that you are responsible to purchase the rental yourself on your own, and you will submit the required documents into our company to be reimbursed. Now, most of acceptance policy, they do have reimbursement. Their policy coverage is reimbursement up to $25 a day for the max of the 10 days. The policy does not cover taxes or any extra fees, insurance fees, it does not cover. Covered rental days are based on the repair time listed on the estimate. Rental reimbursement would start on the second day instead of the first day. For example, if you rented the vehicle for a total of 4 days, we would reimburse you for the max of 3. Okay, you may go out to any licensed rental agency to rent the vehicle, as long as the company that you're renting the vehicle from, they are a licensed rental car agency. For example, like Budget, Dollar, Enterprise, those type of companies.
Okay.
Okay. Bear with me here. Mm-hmm. 311. I'm just manually putting you in our database here.
Okay.
Is that Washington Street?
Washington Boulevard.
Okay. And what is the city?
University Heights.
Mm-hmm. That zip code?
44118.
44118?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much for verifying that. And what's the best phone number to reach you at if we needed to?
216-575-8050.
I'm sorry,
8050.
50, okay.
50.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And what is the year, make, and model of the vehicle?
The 2019 Jetta
Volkswagen. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, so the temporary claim has been open. I'm going to provide you with a temporary claim number. And this was due to an accident, a collision?
Yes.
Okay. 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 Okay, I have a claim number of B as in boy, I as in India, T as in Tom, 00-9619620.
Sorry, I couldn't hear. I tried to turn my phone up.
No worries. I can repeat it. Absolutely. Okay. That number is B as in boy, I as in India, T as in Tom, 00-9619620.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Okay. And this is for a rental car, am I correct? Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, I can send you a link where you're able to upload the copy of the contract for the coverage. I can send a link as a text message if you like.
Okay.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much. I'll do that as we speak. Now, the phone number that I'm sending the link to, it is the phone number that you verified with me earlier?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And what is the name of the cell phone provider?
T-Mobile.
Okay. Okay, let me know if you receive this link.
So far, no.
Okay. I'm sending it to 216-575-8050.
Yes, and then I did just get the link.
Perfect, perfect. So you will go through that link, take a picture of the contract so we're able to verify the coverage. In the meanwhile, I'm going to go ahead and get you out a claim packet. Now, the claim packet that you will be receiving will have a checklist in there of documents that will be needed in order to finalize your claim for rental. Now, this is an affidavit must be completed. If there is a completed police report, then you would not have to have the affidavit notarized. If there's no police report, you would need to have the affidavit notarized.
Okay, I did make a police report. So what will I have to do?
Okay. You would need to upload that police report. Once you get the claim form here, the packet, it'll give you what documents would be needed, okay? But first, we need, in order to move forward with the whole reimbursement, we need a copy of that contract first to verify the coverage.
Okay.
Okay. Is there anything else I can assist you with today?
No, that was it. Thank you, too.
Okay, awesome. Well, thank you so much for your call today. Enjoy your day, okay?
Thank you, you too.
No worries. Bye-bye.
All right.